Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we did the hadith of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said that when we could see the feet of the mushrikeen who were hovering above us whilst we were in the cave, I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if one of them had to merely look down at his feet, he will see us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Bakr, what do you think regarding those two for whom Allah Ta'ala is the third? This shows us the yaqeen and the tawakkul on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the mushrikeen were just above. All they needed to do was lower their gaze and they would see them. But yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's level of iman, level of tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was of such a level that this didn't worry him at all, because he knew full well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. Now this is quality, such an amazing quality, that if a believer has this quality, then at all times he will be at ease, because he knows that the person that is in control, the person that is in the helm of everything, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to speak, the pilot is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do we need to have be worried as the passengers? Allah ta'ala is in control. When a person is in an aircraft, in an airplane, in an aeroplane, then he's at ease, because he has faith that the pilot that is steering this aeroplane, he knows what he's doing. He will take us to our destination. So like that, when a person believes that this, the pilot of our lives is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will take us to safety. He will take us to the shore of safety. It doesn't matter whether we see safety in this dunya or it's in the after, year after. But Allah ta'ala is the one that is in control. Why should we be worried? So now this was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us yaqeen at that level, where the mushrikeen just had to lower their gaze and would see them below, because the mouth of the cave was above. In other words, above where they were seated. So just where above where they were, this was the mouth of the cave. But yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, what do you think regarding those two for who Allah ta'ala is the third? May Allah ta'ala also give us that level of conviction, yaqeen, that in all conditions the person is at ease, trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we do a beautiful dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a dua when a person is leaving home, especially in these times when there is so much of dangers that a person is exposed to when he leaves the fortress of his home. Allah Ta'ala has made this home like a fortress for us. It protects us from the wind, it protects us from the cold, it protects us from the rain, it protects us from fitnas, it protects us from dangers that are out there. So many different dangers. One is the physical dangers and one is also the spiritual dangers that this home is protecting us from. Normally when we go out, we normally take care, we put a jacket on because it's cold, so protect us from the physical difficulties that a person will experience. Or sometimes a person will take his gun with him, now he's going out of the house, person has got his security there, he's ensuring everything is safe. But how often do we think when we're leaving the home that there should be spiritual safety, spiritual guards that we should be putting in place when we are leaving our house, so that we don't get spiritually attacked also when we are leaving our homes. From this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would see how much importance Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give by when person leaving home, that his iman mustn't get affected when he is leaving his house. An Ummi al-Mu'mineen, Ummi Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha, qalat, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا خرج من بيته قال بسم الله توكلت على الله اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن أضل أو أضل أو أزل أو أزل أو أظلم أو أظلم أو أجهل أو يجهل علي. حضرت أم سلمة رضي الله عنه narrates that when رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم left his house, he would say بسم الله توكلت على الله. You should try and learn at least this much, Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. In this hadith, this words la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah doesn't come, but at least let us try and learn part of it. If we don't know the Arabic, then at least let us think about the English of this beautiful dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read, especially in our times, and more so also in our country, when a person is exposed to so many different dangers when he is leaving his home. So Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah, in the name of Allah, I trust in Allah. Look at the first thing the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. I trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an adilla aw udalla. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from going astray or being led astray. Now look at the next part of the dua, asking about the spiritual well-being. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, oh Allah, I seek protection in you, that I'm leaving my home now, I mustn't go astray, or I mustn't be led astray, somebody else, I mustn't go astray on my own, or somebody else mustn't lead me astray, or from slipping or being caused to slip. Oh Allah, save me from slipping. Anybody can slip. Anybody can slip anytime. Oh Allah Ta'ala, I'm asking you that save me from slipping, or save me from being caused to slip. The next part, oh Allah, save me from wrongdoing others or being wronged by others. What a thought this is, that I'm leaving my home. Oh Allah, save me from doing any zulam on anybody, and save me from any zulam being done upon me, whether it's by a hijacker, whether it's by a kidnapper, whether it's by a robber, or whether it's somebody on the road with road rage, whoever it is, Allah, save me from doing any harm to anybody, and save anybody from doing any harm to me, any zulam to me, anybody. Now, zulam can expand, and save anybody from doing me down, save anybody from being vulgar towards me, anything, Allah, you save me from being abused by any type of zulam, oppression, and save me also from doing anything wrong to anybody. And when a person is thinking of a dua like this when he's leaving his house, you think this person will harm anybody? You think he'll do anybody down? Because he's thinking about a dua that he made when he left his home, that, oh Allah, you save me from doing any harm to anybody, and save me from being harmed by anybody. And the next part of this dua, oh Allah, save me from being ignorant, or from someone acting ignorantly towards me. Save me from being ignorant towards somebody, and save me from anybody's ignorance. In other words, somebody being ignorant towards me. Such a beautiful dua. Sometimes a person acts like a jahil, as an ignorant person when he's doing things. So he's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I'm leaving my home, oh Allah, save me from doing anything ignorant towards anybody, and save somebody by acting ignorantly towards me. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Such a beautiful dua. When a person thinks of a dua like this, he's not only thinking about his physical protection, he's thinking about his spiritual protection, which is more important than even the physical protection. Because the physical protection, the worst is the person will suffer some harm in this world, and he may leave this world. But the spiritual harm that comes to a person will continue with that person, even in the qabr, and even in the year after. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.